Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Hey, neighbors, our friend Don Schieber's got a good supply of some great seed wheat for you for planting this fall, including Bentley, Gallagher, Ruby Lee, and Endurance, all great OSU wheat varieties. All four varieties are certified, cleaned, and ready for delivery. The quality is exceptional this year. Germination, excellent. You can call Don to get more information and to book your seed, 405-880-2950. Don Schieber Seed Wheat, 405-880-2950. It's the 32nd Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup, August 26th and 27th, at the Lazy E Arena. The Range Roundup is Cowboys Helping Kids, as once again in 2016, the OCA has designated the Children's Miracle Network as their charity. The Range Roundup will feature 12 of the most historic ranches in Oklahoma, each with a half a dozen cowboys competing in six great events. Two nights of action, August 26th, 27th. Reserve your tickets by going to www.lazye.com. OCA's Range Roundup at the Lazy E.
Cattle futures today were higher on the feeder cattle, yet lower on live cattle. 10 to 30 lower on the live cattle with the August, both front month August, feeder cattle and live cattle winding down here at the end of the week. We're starting off the day a little bit, or the week a little bit lower here in August at 113.20, down 35, and then the August feeders up 92 at 147 even. Both of those contracts likely to wind down and slow down their action here as we get to the end of their contracts months. Now, the Cattle on Feed Report Friday is kind of what we're trading on at this point. It looks like in 2016, the on-feed number was, August 1st, 2016, the on-feed number was 10.165 million head. It was 101.6% of the previous year, and quite a bit bigger than 2014. We're only at 9.752, so that's grown quite a bit since 2014. Placements in July were 1.572. 101.6% of last year, and then the average guess was around 100, and then the marketed number was 99.3, right in line with estimates, and they were looking for that's 1.713 million head. So
we'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Mixed grain markets today. We had corn just a touch lower, down about a half. Beans were really the strongest contract throughout the day on the heels of a USDA, another USDA export announcement. We had 120,000 metric tons of beans exported to an unknown destination. So that continues to be really strong here. Wheat, disappointing. We were down 12 in September, Chicago, and about 9.5 in December. Chicago, now Kansas City wasn't down quite as much, 4 to 5 cents lower. And with harvest wrapped up for the most part, everywhere in the United States, we've got planting season around the corner down here in the south for the hard red winter wheat. It's a thought that the seasonal tendencies of this time of year for the markets to make lows. We haven't seen that yet as we continue the weakness here today. Pro Farmer Crop Tours this week as we start on the east and west portions of the corn and soybean belt and move toward the center. Various reports, some bigger, some smaller throughout that. And we have a crop condition report this afternoon. Both corn and beans expected to be 72 and 74% good to excellent. So really good crops at this point. And then exports this morning were for beans were good at 35 million bushels. And that's higher than expected. Wheat was 19. That was on the low end of the range. And corn above expectations. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.